the floor and I prayed for a trapdoor.
I've been here many times before, but I've never made it to Graceland. If I make it to the morning, I should have come with a warning. If I make it to the stage, I'll show you what it means to be saved.
Bathroom store, pick me up above my body, press my corpse against the wall.
I told the band to leave without me. I'll get the next flight and I'll
see you all with the rest. If I don't survive the night,
if I make it through the morning, this is it.
But the call, it always calls.
Songs like children begging to be born.
But I guess I've gotten my way.
Anything, anything, anything but this. If I make it to
I'm not afraid to die.
and
welcome. You are listening. Okay, this is Aaliyah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. And I'm back for the semester, and I'm joined by two lovely guests in the studio today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And, okay, first you just listened to Morning Elvis, and that was a live version that was just released by Florence and the Machine. And over break, I got very, well, actually, I wouldn't say very, because I feel like I'm kind of always into Florence and the Machine, but their live stuff specifically, this one is really good. And then you listen to Dreams by the Cranberries, and that one is just like, I don't know, pretty nostalgic, pretty sad. Have you guys seen Dairy Girls? I know you have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently watching it. I watched an episode last night, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, this is, I forget what episode they play this in. Maybe it's like the last one.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You'll have to like, you'll get there and you'll know. Very nostalgic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I also started listening to a lot more of like the Cranberries. And I didn't like know that I knew a lot of their songs. Because I feel like they're one of those bands that we like listened to when we were younger, and it was kind of like, it's like a repressed.
Yes, and you like know the songs, but you don't know like who they're by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the Cranberries for me. And other than that, I listened to the radio over break, which I think I texted you about, which was kind of crazy because I drove up to visit one of my friends at his college, and our aux cord doesn't work in my family's minivan anymore. So I listened to the radio, and it was kind of wild because, I mean, obviously I have a radio show here, but it seems kind of silly that I wouldn't listen to the radio at home. But now I feel like I'm very picky about, like...
And it's such a different, like... Yeah.
But that's, like, a perfect scenario in which you should listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So I did. And it was, like, at night. And I don't know if they do this, like, by you guys, but at night, the radio shows near me, they, like... do like remixes and stuff.
Oh. I do not think they
like it's like a lot of DJs.
That's kind of fun.
So I was listening to like the R&B like station, and they were like remixing like all these songs.
Whoa.
And it was so cool. I just like I felt like 40-year-old like in my house.
In your minivan, in your family minivan,
listening to these remixes. But it was so cool because I was like, oh my god, I know that song. Oh my god, I know.
Yeah.
And like all the DJs had these like cool like tags and stuff, they'd be like, whoa, you're listening to it. And I was like, I need to get on.
You need
that.
To get a cool tag.
Yeah.
AM and the AM. It's PM right now.
I know.
Not staying true to your brand.
I know. But I was like, I need to like remix something and then play it on my computer.
You should.
Because they were so cool. But I just like do not have the talent to do what they were doing. It was like so cool.
Yeah.
Because I was like constantly surprised too. It was just like fun. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. So it was good. It was a lot of, and I'll play like, couple of ones I listened to, maybe I'll play them like now, but a lot of like Erykah Badu and Ari Lennox, who I recently got into.
So good.
So yeah, it was really fun.
Did you listen to any new artists or
okay
bands?
So you said you were gonna do that, right?
Oh yeah, I didn't I sort of followed through.
Okay.
but did you?
Well, I tried a bit. Let me see if I can find my list of ones. I listened to a lot of Omar Apollo.
Love.
Because that was, like, someone who I, like, knew that I probably would like, because I've listened to a few songs, but I just, like, didn't really know that I would really like. So,
yeah,
listened to a lot. And then I also wanted to listen to more Greta Van Fleet, because I don't, like, know them that well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't really do that.
Hmm.
I just wanted to discover more music, and I didn't really do that.
You did, though. You were just saying how you listened to the radio. You know?
Like a singular time.
But still.
Nothing.
Yeah, true.
Did you have?
True.
I listened to a lot of Big Thief in preparation for our concert, our concert. And other than that, not much, honestly, because I mostly just had, like, my downloaded songs when I was traveling.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Hopping about.
Yeah. Did you? You had a list.
I had a list, but then I didn't really listen to the list, but I listened to, like, some different new people, if
like,
that makes sense. Like, I was, like, had this, like, whole list that I was gonna, really into. But then I listened to a lot of Odie Lee or Odie Lay, if you've heard of her. But like that was some, like the list was like people that I knew about that I like wanted to get more into. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up listening to people that I had like not previously heard of. But I knew like one song by her that I really liked. And then I started listening to her other songs and just like, she has this really beautiful voice. And she doesn't have like a lot of music, which I think always makes it feel more like attainable when I want to listen to a new person. Like she has right. like probably like 9 songs. So I was
versus like
an
entire
yeah, like albums and through. Albums. And then I listened to a lot of Julia Jacklin, who I also I knew like this one song, Pressure to Party, but then I didn't really know much of her other music, and I've been really enjoying it. And she's from Australia, which is cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then I like really deep dived SZA SOS.
Oh my gosh.
Because I felt like I didn't have like time to like, I needed to like be in there. And then a few others. I was listening to a lot of FKA Twigs, but that's not really new. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you watch SZA's new music video?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
I got really into music videos, I will say. Oh. I've always liked them, but I kind of find they're sometimes a bit. Like of a tour, yeah. I don't know.
I don't really watch.
I wouldn't say I've always. I feel like they change my perception of the original song. It's kind of like watching a movie after reading the book, and it's like you have this image of it in your head, and then sometimes it doesn't line up.
Yeah, that's
true. Like that the Kill Bill music video was so intense.
Yeah. And then I watched like I forget what's. Shirt music. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a notes app on my phone, a list of like all of my favorite music videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do not watch enough music videos.
Oh, I watched the pool music video for the first time.
Oh.
Remy Wolf and Still Woozy.
I didn't know they had a music video.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really cool. It's kind of like trippy.
Whoa.
That kind of makes sense for,
Oh, we watched like all of Still Woozy's music videos this one time in Europe. And they're really weird. Like super weird. He has like a very specific style of music video. Wow. It's kind of like funky but like silly dancing and like just like these weird scenes. Huh. It was a vibe for sure. It was like on the TV. It was a moment.
Wait, I feel like I should watch more music
videos. Yeah, I've never seen any Still Woozies.
Yeah.
I do not feel tapped into this media form.
Yeah, Justin was really into it.
That makes sense.
I feel like it started like with Taylor Swift when I was younger.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I had Taylor Swift's music videos on my iPod, like on my like iPod shuffle.
Yes.
And not like the You Belong With Me music video come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a classic.
It's just like, I feel like she, I don't. Maybe I'm just, like, making this up, but I feel like she really tapped into the music video. Like,
yeah.
I also think that, like, her music videos were, like, exactly how I imagined.
Yeah.
Like what you were saying, where, like, sometimes it doesn't match up. Like, hers always matched up for me.
Yeah. It's either that or, like, I watched the music video early on enough that, like, that became my perception.
That's
of the
true.
Song.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved them. And, like, what's that one where they were, like, in the castle?
Oh, and, Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
Oh.
That one is just, like, amazing. And the one where she's, like, on the phone in, like, her little, like, So 2000s room.
Yes.
You Belong With Me.
Yes.
No, it's not that one. It's, like...
Because it starts, you're on the phone.
But it's not that one, because that's the one with the boy, and they, like, do the windows.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one where she's... This is on her first album.
Oh.
And it's, like, she's, like... Maybe it's, like, Teardrops on My Guitar or something.
Oh.
Because her room, I was like, I want that. She had, like the, like, little, like, ottoman with, like, the faux, like, fur, and it was, like, bright pink, and her phone was, like, a rotary style.
Oh, blue. My God.
I was like, I just need that.
Bring that back, that entire honestly, vibe.
I need to find it now. I don't know if it was that one, because, like, Teardrops on My Guitar is sad.
Or maybe it's, like...
Teardrops on My Guitar, she's, like, in the library, I think.
Wait, no. It's that, like, very country one.
Our song?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Slamming Screen Doors?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna do some research, I think, and I'll come back to you.
Oh, when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
And you talk really slow.
Because it's late and your mama don't know.
Okay, that could be.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think it's that one. Because I was also, like, really obsessed with that song.
Yeah,
so.
Another classic.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the music. I'll play some of the songs that I discovered, or not discovered, but I'm just going to try to recreate the vibe. Not that I'm going to be like mixing any songs, but of my drive in which I listen to the radio. So it'll be some Ari Lennox and Erykah Badu and Blood Orange and Diddy.
Ooh, love. Mm-hmm. Get into it.
Yeah. So next you will be hearing Night Drive by Ari Lennox.
Stove. Got some Skittles and some Crown Royal. I know we ended things a week ago. Baby ballin' to me slow. Who don't keep your love on me? No. Liberation, also cavalier. Ooh, baby, take me far away from here. Baby, you know I'm sincere. Ooh, don't keep your love on me. No.
Thank you. gosh, it's eerie. I remember how I felt the day I first started my period. Remember there in school one day I learned I was inferior. Water in my cereal, Badu in your stereo. Holla if you hear me though. Remembering is good if you don't let it be the fear in you. Wrap your hair with this material. Ain't the same for singers. Got a saying on the beast they bring us, but that's all I have, ain't got no more. But still the people really wanna know why good do your words you if they can't understand you. Don't go talking that shit, Badu. What good do your words you if they can't understand you. Don't go talking
myself, like, you know, what is it gonna take for me not to be afraid to be loved the way, like, I really want to be loved, but that I know how I really want to be loved, but I'm like scared to really, really feel that, you know. It's like you want something but you don't know if you can handle it. That hope that, you know, maybe one day I get over my fears and I'll receive.
Just what you.
We're back. we're on air now. we have some new guests joining us. Do our new guests want to introduce themselves?
I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Hello. And welcome. And we just heard three songs, so I will quickly go through them. We heard Night Drive by Ari Lennox, and On by Erykah Badu, and Hope by Blood Orange, Diddy, and Tay Shy. And we also have another guest. Do you want to introduce yourself? She was busy.
Hi, I was taking photos. This is Lenore.
So we're going to quickly do our PSA, and I'm just going to pass this around and everybody, like, say a sentence. Or maybe, like, yeah, a sentence. So pick
popcorn
up where I left.
Popcorn reading.
Yeah, popcorn reading. Pick up where I left off, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common?
They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu.
Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu.
Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. That was great, you guys. Yay. quick story about hand washing, actually. I drove my car back from Virginia to Massachusetts, and we were in, you know, like Chesapeake, Virginia, and there was this bathroom in the burger shop.
Wash your hands.
And
wash
it
your
had
hands,
this song hands, that was hands, just like, I'm Liz giving demonstration. And it was like, it was very catchy. Like it had like a little tune
a beat,
to the background.
I would say.
Like, yeah.
It was like,
it really made me want to wash my hands.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. And I think that should be played in
and
every
then
single
they had
bathroom.
The stickers.
Oh, yeah. They had stickers that you could take
that
to
said,
say, I have clean
I
hands.
Have clean hands. Yep.
Yeah.
Mine's hanging up on my wall.
Yeah. And they also had like a hand washer thing where you put your hands in vertically and then it just like spins around your hand with like soap and water and then you take them out and you like dry them off. It's kind of a sleigh.
They had a big hand washing budget.
Yeah.
There was commitment to that.
I feel like there must have been like a story behind it.
A multi-piece strategy.
Like maybe there was like an E. coli outbreak or something and they had to take care of it.
Maybe.
Like,
they had to be like, this is what we're doing to prevent further E. coli. I don't know. I feel like, or maybe they're just really, you know,
they're
conscious
passionate
about public health.
I think all gyms and restaurants should have that.
Yeah, gyms especially. Gyms are nasty.
Yeah.
We're familiar. The gym workers. Anyways, that was my story about washing hands. Does anyone else have a story about washing hands?
That covers it, I think.
Yeah, I think I did see a TikTok. This girl, she works as a grad student in a lab. Not exactly sure. Molecular biology, that's all I know. Mm. But she swabs different things and sees what grows on petri dishes when she incubates them. And she swabbed somebody's wallet and the growth that came out of that. Like, she swabbed a Subway seat and it was, like, almost no growth because they clean them a lot, at least where she's from.
Better.
Yeah, and the wallet, guys, clean your phones, clean your wallets.
Yeah, I think I need to
clean your hands.
That's
added to the song.
Phones are like dirtier than toilets, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the tray, the eating tray on planes, is the dirtiest part of the plane.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like the
Because I feel like the turnaround from flights, I feel like they do not flip any. Like they don't clean really. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, more during COVID, but I feel like now even they just, like, don't really clean.
It's, like, so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We're giving an elongated PSA today. Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
We've all been victimized.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we're going to hear some, maybe two throwbacks. Maybe three. Maybe, probably two. Because, oh, actually three. We'll hear three throwbacks.
Make up your mind, woman.
I just, you know, this playlist was kind of thrown together last minute, very haphazardly. So I think there are at least three throwbacks. But the first one is one of my favorite songs. And I was obsessed with it when I was younger. So we are going to listen to Unwritten by Natasha Evans. Wow, thanks for that reaction, everyone.
Speak the words on your lips. Trench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a search of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while.
I was walking down the street, there were no cars around, it was quiet. A peculiar type of deep magnetic silence. I haven't found the answer, but I'm trying. I've been on my phone too much, I look up at the clouds.
everything I do, and everyone I meet always look for you. Something fun, cause I see you in everything when I'm in love. And suddenly the trees are breathing like my lungs are too. And it occurs to me that I'm forever changed by
back. Okay, I ended up playing two nostalgic songs and a Maud Latour song because, number one, my sister got me a Maud Latour like sweatshirt for Christmas, and I was like, oh, I should play some. And then my uncle, who always listens to the radio show, I wore it to his house, and he was like, oh, who's that? And I was like, Maud Latour. I'll play some songs on my radio show. And boom, it happened. So that was Trees by Maud Latour. And then you heard Slipping Through My Fingers by ABBA and Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. So yeah, does anybody have any like things they want to hear in the next 15 minutes? Or thoughts on ABBA or Maud Latour?
I went to the ABBA Museum.
Oh yeah.
Stockholm?
Mm-hmm.
Never got there.
It was really cool.
did you learn anything?
I honestly didn't know like that much about them, so I feel like this is like pretty well known, but I didn't know that they were two married and then divorced couples.
Whoa.
And they like got married and got divorced like over the course of their music career, which I think is really interesting, like when you think about the songs. Like they were like writing songs about each other but then like all singing them.
It's giving Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, very similar energy. But I learned I learned a lot. I think it was a very informative museum, and it was really fun. They had like karaoke things, and like you could sing.
Aw.
So that's an anecdote.
It's quite the anecdote.
Do you know if Mamma Mia was written based on ABBA's album, or did ABBA write?
No, ABBA wrote the album first. Like, the album was, like, out in the world, and then Mamma Mia was made.
So then, did they, like, base the plot around the ABBA album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is such an interesting concept, I think.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that is quite interesting. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, movies or musicals that
are set across the universe.
True.
Wait, what is that?
It's based, like, the plot's based around Beatles songs. So, like, there's a character in June.
Oh, wait, yeah, I've heard about that.
But I think... Like, well, not I think. I think objectively, Mamma Mia is a lot better. Across the Universe is really long, and, like, the music is really good, but it's kind of long and boring. Like, the plot makes less sense. Like, the Mamma Mia plot is a lot more cohesive and fun.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. And it really does feel like it could go either way with that one. Like,
exactly.
With the song,
Across the Universe, you're like... Okay, like, I see where you're going with this, but it's not. Yeah. It's a little bit of a reach. I watched that over break, actually.
Oh. Mm. Did you watch Yesterday?
I've seen that. I really liked that one.
Yeah.
I thought Yesterday was really good, and, like, at the time when it came out, it just felt like a really cool way to, like, be bringing back the Beatles in a way.
Yeah. Mm.
And, like, sort of reminding people of them in a way that, like, maybe the younger generations aren't listening to them as much. I don't know.
Yeah, I always wanted to watch that.
For those that don't know, that are listening, I don't even know how many listeners I have right now. But it's, yesterday is the, like, it's about, like, this guy, and he's in this kind of alternate, or he, like, wakes up one day, and, like, nobody knows any Beatles songs.
He like, gets hit by a car or something.
Yeah. And then
the world has changed.
And then he's like, well, I gotta bring the Beatles to the world.
He knows them, yeah.
And so he does, and he gets really famous. And then there's, like, a couple people that, like, remember the songs.
Right, because there's this guilt, because he's, like,
yeah,
he knows that he didn't really create them, but everyone thinks he's creating their songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else watch any? Maddie, you watch a lot of movies.
I watched a ton of movies, and I got really into Letterboxd. Does anybody use that?
No.
It's like a way to, like, log the movies that you watch, I guess.
And you can, like, the reading thing, but for,
yes, it's like Goodreads but for movies. Okay. Yes. So let me consult. But it's, like, a really fun app because you can, like, write little, like, reviews. Everyone should make so that I can have followers.
I don't think I haven't watched enough movies, though.
Yeah, but, like, even if you don't watch a lot of movies, it's still fun.
Okay, true.
Okay, I think I watched some, like, new things and then revisited some old things. Watched some Christmas movies, Love Actually and The Holiday. I watched The Fablemans in the movie theater with my family, which was, like, about Steven Spielberg, which was pretty cool. I watched this movie, Come On, Come On. Has anybody seen it?
No.
I feel like it, like, changed. I want everyone to watch it. Like, it was, like, the most, like, one of the best, like, pieces of media I've consumed in, like, a really long time. And, like, I just, like, I'll talk more about it later. But that was really good. I would recommend. And yeah, just, like, some rewatches. I watched Moonrise Kingdom, which is one of my favorite movies.
So good,
movies.
I want to rewatch that.
Yeah, some good things. I watched The Glass Onion, which was
really
fun. That was a good movie.
I feel like every person in the world watched that
over
winter break.
Yeah, we came back and we were, like, thinking of having a movie night, and that was one of the options, but everybody had seen it over break, so
yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I saw Violent Night in theaters featuring David Harbour. Really good. Really liked it.
I love Harbour.
Give us a rating.
It was really fun. I mean, okay, if you're going to see, like, a serious movie, maybe not the film for you, but honestly, loved it. If you want to see some people getting blown up, getting hacked, getting by Santa Claus specifically.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wait, Santa Claus is, like,
it's Christmas themed. David Harbour was
phenomenal.
He was phenomenal, as he always is.
He's Santa.
If you're a Stranger Things fan, obviously.
But he's Santa.
He's Santa. And he's, like, the good guy, but he's also super violent. Like, it's a great movie. Don't bring your kids.
Okay.
I'll leave mine at
Important.
I'll
say.
important note, I feel like. I did start watching Stranger Things more over break.
Ooh.
So I'm on the wave, but it's really scary, and I'm getting really scared.
The first season, I feel like, is more scary than the rest.
Bro, I'm on the fourth season, and I can't, like, literally.
The fourth season is so, well, actually, every season.
Oh,
it is the most
the
stressful
season.
Show.
Like, it's so scary.
It's so tense.
It's like, so, I'm, like, so, like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get through that. I watched the new Wakanda Forever.
Oh my
movie.
God.
It was really
so good.
I loved it.
Angela Bassett deserved every bit of that Golden Globe.
Yeah, facts.
So good.
Sobbed a bit in theaters, but it was wonderful. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left, but this has been Aaliyah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Tufts Freeform, or Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. And speaking of Fleetwood Mac, I actually have some Fleetwood Mac on our queue, so I will be playing that, and probably not chatting again. So, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks,
it's been fun.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Silver spring, blue green colors.
I sat inside my cage. In this golden age, I had nothing to say, but I wish it wasn't too late. I could find a way to outrun all the pain. Then I saw him standing all alone in a vision of our future home. Couldn't stop the feelings coming on. All my fears were gone, yeah, everything was gone. Kiss me hard, touch me soft on the weekend. I don't ever want it to be Monday. Hold me long, take me up to the ceiling. Oh, we only ever need this one day. So let's dance until the sun, yeah, the sun. Until our palms spread on pain, we only need each other. Got no worries about the hard things. Living in a day, living love, a never-ending summer. Life was new, set in rosy hue, starring me and you, the front page of the news. You said, that's right, take a moonlit drive. I'm right by your side, this dark and stormy night. We were race car driving in the hill, when I heard the spinning of the wheel. Now we're falling off into the field. Kiss me hard, touch me soft.